What consumes your mind controls your life. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Mindful Monday segment, we learn about the benefits of renewing your mind. Enjoy.
The idea I'd like to share with you today is that your words matter. And the words you use to speak with yourself, out loud, and with others can impact everything. It all starts with my dad, the wordsmith. He loved words and was obsessively involved in completing crossword puzzles. With a single rule, you must complete all downwards before you start across. I didn't do many crossword puzzles with my father. He was also an amateur playwright. In one of the plays he did, the characters' names in the play perfectly defined their professions. The sheriff, her name was Law and Order. The captivating mystery novelist, her name was Paige Turner. The weatherman, he was from Europe. His first name was Gustav. Gust of wind. And of course, the nurse at the hospital, her name was Ophelia Pulse. He would walk around our house just hoping that his skills would ooze into me and continue with his legacy. Thanks, Dad. I was also raised in a family that was incredibly positive and grateful. Why? The day I was born, my mother suffered a dissecting aortic aneurysm when she went in labor with me. And by giving birth to me, she began a 30-day struggle to survive, enduring 3 experimental and highly risky heart surgeries. The surgeons who performed the operation on her published in the New England Journal of Medicine, as I read, she was the 2nd woman to live past 72 hours after delivery. She made a full recovery and every morning arose with a gratitude point of view, a thankful and expectant life. She lived for 22 years. Thanks, Mom. I had no tie between my dad's wordiness and my mother's gratefulness until I was hit with my BAM moment, which solidified for me how important my words were to directing my thoughts, my beliefs, my intentions, my actions, and ultimately my outcomes. It's with this perspective that I learned about what a BAM moment is. A BAM moment is when everything's going well in life, and then all of a sudden, BAM, something happens and our life is changed immediately. We've all had them, right? Deadly diagnosis, loss of a loved one, a relationship exploding and ending, a freak accident. For me, it was a sudden career change, a job loss. For after 20 years working in the healthcare information technology business, and after working for 3 years to secure, extend an existing business relationship with a large client, my position as vice president of client development was eliminated. Bam! I was scared and I was devastated. So what do you do in these kinds of situations? Well, the story continues. The morning after, I awoke and pounding in my head was the word strong. I didn't know what it meant, But I quickly reached to the bedside pad and paper and a pen, and I stared at that word, and in a matter of a minute, I wrote, "Stand tall, remain optimistic, now go for it." I had no idea what that meant, but I was on a mission for that day to find something to be strong about. Strong for myself, strong for my family, and ultimately, strong for my future. So I went out to try to find something strong in that day. The next morning, I awoke at the same time with a word pounding in my head, and that word was great. I looked at it for a second. I wrote it vertically, probably the crossword puzzle thing, if you're with me. And immediately, I got, "Get ready, expect a terrific day." I had no idea what that meant at that time, but between my house and the grocery store, there are 5 traffic lights. 2 of them are left-hand turns, and it's a very congested part of town. I think what was great about that day was I caught 5 green lights in a row. And I pulled into the parking lot, and I got a parking space right up front. And then when I got through the grocery store, miraculously, another cashier line was opened. It didn't matter. I was focused on finding something great about that day. The third morning, I woke up, and pounding in my head was the phrase, "Yes, I can." Yes, I can what, Bruce? I don't know, but it became, "You expect success in challenging activities now." That was the day I started the resume. That's the day I started opening my Rolodex for my networking. That was the day that I started making phone calls and started moving forward. The power of our words.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled "View the Full Video" on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.